pain. Jack Kerouac said, "The purpose of life is to ease the pain of living." William Burroughs said, "Damn right, son," and shot up some more heroin, easing his pain immediately. And he lived a lot longer, too. He lived a lot longer, too. Easing his pain was true. Suffering, suffering, suffering. Tibetans call this spontaneous sublimity. A diamond sutra just for me. Timothy Wiley said, "A diamond body, not a sutra." And it seems to me that it's more contradictory. And it seems to me that it's more complicatory. Much like a light bulb. If you really think. You know the old light bulbs, the ones with the piece of springy wire inside? And it drives you crazy. Because it could start a fire if it went wrong. And when it stops working, it bounces around, teasing you and saying, "Once I gave you light, but now I do nothing except threaten you." But that's not really the point, is it? You're easing your pain. You're easing your pain. We just want something simple, seductive, something that's snapping, quick, kind of catchy, and like a bra that snaps behind their back when you're so good with two fingers that you can undo it instantly. You don't tell anyone the trick. And how do we change? How do we rearrange and make everything fall apart? Just like that bouncing wire in the light bulb. Smoothly fall apart, not jiggling and working in strange, random directions. And there's a dark snap. And there's a scent. You can almost smell the scent of the broken light bulb. And you've missed the entire point. And you've even missed the entire event. It's a point of law and order that between the animals that are spent, we are the least awake. Jack Kerouac said, "The purpose of life is to ease the pain of living." And William Burroughs went, "Damn right, son," and shot up even more smack into his vein. So which is worse? Which is the disaster? Which is the flow and the ever after? And that light bulb, it's still broken down on the floor. And you've got to be sure you don't have bare feet. And you have to realize that if you have bare feet and you walk through the glass, you're really fucked for good. And then the blood reveals this hole. And in your heart there's a hole. And in the heart there's a hole anyway, and it goes so deep. And none of it is a metaphor. For what are metaphors for? And who would make a metaphor for four or five or more occasions? never met. A metaphor. So does this mean when you found the diamond center of the diamond sutra of the diamond body, do you ask yourself, did we all lose it? Did we lose it? Did we really just lose it and forget everything we were supposed to be? That's what God's for, right? That's why we have a creator story, a metaphor for war, more and more metaphors for more and more wars, and more metaphors just for anything, just for. And I checked on my light bulb, smattering and shattering and crackling like ice, and my bare feet in the glass. I felt like I'd been smacked, it hurt so bad. I felt like I'd been smacked dead, which sounded nice, and if only it had been ice. It might have released the heat complete. Released the heat complete. Life, life is a fleeting, outward, fleeting spinning, fleeting downwards, just for its own sake. Form of energy. And there it is, expanding around. Now and again we're aging, the arthritis being so painful that I don't know if I can take it anymore. And this is a universe. This is the day that we awoke. This is a universe. This is the real giant joke. And this is a universe. The way that we've grown. This is a universe. A great big joke. Smashed. Just like.